Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives with Stace Cargi and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargi.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And this is our weekly conversation of all things that matter, our families, our finances, our faith, our futures.
Amen.
And today is a very big day because it is Super Bowl Sunday.
It is Super Bowl Sunday. And you know, you left out an F. February.
That's
right. You're running through those days. Yeah, there you go.
See, there
we
go.
It's all about the F's today.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
So happy February. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Who are you picking? We've got either the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Or we've got trying for the three-peat, the Kansas City Chiefs.
I got to go KC.
Me too.
I just do.
You know, and I'm not really even rooting for the football teams. I'm rooting for Taylor Swift to get that ring from Travis Kelce. I am waiting for him to get that third Super Bowl ring and then to turn around right there on the field.
Oh, are you a Swifty, Stace?
Yeah, I'm a Swifty.
Are you a Swifty?
I love her.
See, I hadn't even thought about that. I'm just, I am going to be anybody who's not the Eagles.
Wow. There we go.
So there we go, which is kind of scary, but you know.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Well, you know, that's the way we all have those thoughts, don't we?
You know, I love Philadelphia. I love the food.
Mm-hmm.
I love the people. They are football diehards.
Yep.
You know, I really want to see a three-peat. I really do. And that's going to be historical. I mean, this would be the first time it happens. And, you know, I love a love story. This is February. This is the month of love. And to see Taylor Swift happy with Travis Kelce makes me an incredibly happy person.
There you go. Well, there you go. Now, see, it's probably also unusual that I did say Kansas City because I typically am always against the dynasty.
Really?
I'm not a big fan of I like to share the love.
You like
since
the
it
underdog?
Is February, it's love. I like to share things around. So, which means you know, I'm also not going to be a Dodgers fan. Sorry. Sorry.
See,
I know
you're
a California girl.
You're talking to a Los Angelino.
I know. Sorry. No can do. Just because you know they're just. I don't have anything against Dodgers. Particular, but it's just the money, 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 money.
That's
the money,
a
money, money.
Very
it's not fair.
Astute point.
Yeah.
And coming from, you know, again, I was a Los Angelino, born and raised in Los Angeles, ended up living in Seattle for most of my young adult life. So then, of course, you know, I've got the Seattle Seahawks and I've got the Seattle Mariners.
Right.
And what we would see as Mariner and Seahawk fans is anytime you would get some really good players,
right,
they would trade them away. Think King Griffey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Think A-Rod. It's hard for a lot of people to remember that A-Rod actually started out as a Seattle Mariner.
Oh, that's been a minute.
Right. So, you know, of course, they, you know, had all the success with the Yankees and on and on.
Uh-huh.
So I completely understand. So when the Seahawks actually finally won a Super Bowl with Russell, that was fantastic, right? That was awesome for the city. And it is. When you have a championship, when you have a big win for like that,
right,
it brings so much to your city. And not just in, you know, good feelings and vibe, but
right.
I mean, the revenue it brings.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the economic boost is huge.
It's absolutely huge. So I understand it from that economic perspective that, you know, a dynasty isn't exactly a great thing because we do want to share the wealth.
Yes. I mean, it's always, and that's part of the awesomeness about sport is, you know, you can't buy it all with money, but boy, you can sure get a head start.
See, that's what Taylor Swift said when she started dating Travis Kelce. maybe Travis said that about Taylor. I'm not sure which, but I tell you, you know what? I just see these two, and I love love. I love love.
Well, there you go. Well, we'll hope then that you get your big wish.
He's not going to propose at the. Come on,
please.
That's
not.
That's the last place he's going to propose.
Yes, please. Because seriously, that is definitely not what you would want to see. No, that's Super Bowl Sunday. It's for the Super Bowl.
That's right.
It's for the win.
That's right.
All about the game. So.
I bet that they're already engaged, though. I'm going to say this is my little worldview.
So
I think Travis and Taylor are already engaged.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think the news will come out after the Super Bowl. I think should Kansas City pull this off, it would not shock me. Right? To see Taylor all of a sudden flash her little hand.
Oh, there we go.
That I can see happening.
Uh-huh.
But he's not going to propose. And there's line items all over Vegas for this, you know,
yeah.
that he'll propose.
Yeah.
He ain't going to do it there.
Right.
Because he's a classy guy. And she's a private person.
Right.
And he's respecting that, and they're keeping that to themselves.
Oh, well, I think that's very sweet. But, hey, you won't have long to wait.
No, I know. I'm excited.
You won't even have to, may not know that piece, but we will not have long to wait to see who's gonna come out on top and see if we've guessed right or bet. Well, you know.
As we'll find out.
Put our thoughts or not. We'll see.
So whoever you're rooting for, you know, take time to enjoy the snacks, as my dad would say.
Right.
The most important part of Super Bowl is the snacks you serve.
And the commercials.
And the commercials.
Hello, it's, you know, the commercials.
That's right. So make sure that your snacks are on point. And as you're thinking about your snacks, be mindful of one other thing when you're thinking, oh, you know what? I need to run to the store. I need to get one more thing.
Uh-huh.
Do ya? Really? Because why, Lindy?
Well, because A, you know, you don't have time.
Yeah.
B, you don't need it.
Mm.
C, it costs a lot of money. And make sure that you remember what were your New Year's resolutions?
That's right.
How do we want to spend our time, money, resources, and all the things that we love to talk about here? So, yeah, you know, do we really need another snack? I don't know.
How many 7-layer dips can you have?
Right?
If you asked my father, he would have said, there's never enough. But in reality,
right?
You know, really, one's probably plenty.
True. How many 12 packs or cases of beer do you need?
Again, if you would have asked my father, there is no limit. However, in reality, you know, we need to be thinking about the times that we are in. You know, we are in, you know, coming out of some really high pricing issues,
right.
We're, you know, coming into tax season, mm-hmm. and it's easy to get caught up in, well, hey, I'm getting my refund.
Right.
So I can spend a little.
Right.
And, you know, instead of maybe taking that step back and saying, you know, Lindy was right. My New Year's resolution was maybe not to eat so many snacks and to put a couple more pennies in the bank.
True. And you know what? Since today is all about the F words, mm-hmm. Another one I think we should think about is avoid the frenzy.
Ooh.
You know, and look at, let's try to be more conscious about what we're doing. Because really, that's really what we're talking about.
That's
it's
right.
just, you know, don't blind buy. Don't make decisions or lots of times you're doing things you really you don't recognize that are a decision, but be less frenetic, less frenzy. Think about things because the reality is, my goodness, the world it is twirling on
yes,
its
it is.
Axis right now. Mm-hmm. And there's so many changes in families, so many changes in our community, so many changes happen at the state level with laws being passed mm-hmm. there, so many changes in our federal system and everywhere. And it's like, it's almost like water going down a faucet really quickly. You know how it
yep.
does that spin
mm-hmm.
kind of thing? So it'd be a really good time to try to jump out of the spin, and so, I need to not get caught up in all that and take a minute to see what is actually happening and how can I, A, best take advantage of it, mm-hmm. and B, not make some decisions that I wish I wouldn't have. So, you know, I think that that's a great conversation to have. And, you know, what are your thoughts?
I think that's really, really smart, Lindy. And when you were talking about the frenzy and started kind of tying that to finances, I had a flashback. This was several years ago. And my husband and I had several of our teenagers in the house at the time, and his vehicle wasn't the best in the world. And my husband is not like me. I'm a researcher. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take my time. Mm-hmm. When I bought my car, it took me a year and a half to find that unicorn of a vehicle that fit my budget, my needs, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it was like, right. I wanted a unicorn.
Okay.
My husband, Gary, approaches things very differently.
Right.
I need a vehicle right now. My car's not working. I was at a shop. I saw this. I bought it. It's used. Ta-da. And he brings this vehicle home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but look, it's got all the seating. Do you know anything about it? How many, you know? And so I'm coming from that, right? Like, like I'm going into shock.
Right.
You know, you would have thought I was a diabetic that needed, you know, some insulin. Because,
yeah.
I mean, I was really going into shock.
I was going to say, I can sort of see Stace twitching even as we
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
And so flashback.
It turned out that this thing was a money pit.
Oh,
so we had it for about a week and a half. And of course, he'd bought this frenetically.
Right.
Without being cautious, without researching this vehicle.
Right.
And he would have even just done the slightest Google search.
Right.
He would have seen that this year's make of this model vehicle was not the smartest thing.
Lemon.
So we had it a week. And the transfer case went out. Now, I would never have been able to tell you what a transfer case is, but after spending $4,000 on a new one, I can tell you it's this thing that sits on the engine and all the little wiry thingies hooked to it.
Right.
Okay. So after going back and forth with the dealer who sold us our car,
right,
as is, mind you,
of
he
course.
Bought it as is, they ended up really stepping up and they paid for half of it.
Oh, well, that's
which was
good.
Very, you know, and I'm going to call it a win.
Right.
Because this was on us for not doing our due diligence. And I'm saying us, even though my husband did this,
right,
because I'm a part of this, you know, I'm a part
right.
of that household.
Partner.
So that's right. So it is an us at this point. Once it's done, it's an us.
Yeah.
So for us to have to go back and recreate the wheel on this vehicle, it cost us so much money. The financing that he did was not good.
Mm.
He was not in a position at that point, credit-wise,
mm-hmm.
to get a good deal.
Right.
So instead of getting a rate that would have been decent,
right,
I think he walked out of there really happy with a 15%. But at that time, you have to understand, at that
right.
time, Gary had never really had credit.
Right.
Had never really deep dived on any
didn't
of that.
Understand,
so instead
didn't
of,
have the knowledge.
Right.
Yeah.
So instead of asking the question about rate and the payments in the
right.
long term, the question that he asked was, what's the payment?
Oh, I knew that's where you were going.
Yes. And this is the number one mistake I see with folks when they step onto a car dealership lot, because they're going to ask you, what are you looking to spend payment wise?
What? Yep.
Because
exactly.
what they can do is they can go backwards
right.
from that payment. And maybe you would qualify for a 5% rate with your credit, but they know that you're willing to pay this.
Right.
So they might be able to make some extra money by raising that rate. You don't know the difference.
Correct.
Because you don't know the difference of what you don't know.
So, yes,
big question,
being informed, being educated, and taking time to do that.
Sorry.
And even if you happen to be, you talked about spending a year or whatever,
yeah.
looking, you know, educating yourself, it doesn't take that long.
No, I'm just
even
insane.
If you need something right away, it's even more important to, you know, to get good information,
that's
get
right.
education as quickly as you can. Know your power.
Yes.
And that starts with really understanding, knowing what your personal finances
yep.
are, your monthly expenditures. I know we all go, oh, well, I know how much that is. But I'm willing to bet that what you think you spend your money on is not actually what you spend your money
absolutely.
On and to that level. So, you know, pencil to paper and honesty. Be honest about what you really spend. Look at your bank statements. Where did that money really go
mm-hmm.
out? And remember, there's always free help, you know, at Clinch Pal and other places. It's there is a level of accountability when someone else walks through things with you, it's
yes.
holding a mirror up to you, not making judgments,
mm-hmm.
but that's great. This is where your monthly expenditures Now, how does that compare with what the money out the door shows? And so where can you make changes? What can be comfortable to make changes? Which, and this is the perfect time of year to do it. Mm-hmm. And so then even if it is a fairly emergency decision or quick decision you have to make on expenditure, you can feel better about it.
That's right.
Right.
You know, it's so funny because you're talking about we have free help. You know, Clinch Powell is a HUD-certified housing counseling agency, which means that we have certified counselors on staff that will work with you one-on-one for your budgeting or your credit, whatever your situation is. And people are very hesitant to enter into that program. And it's really funny to me because when you start thinking about your life, if you go to the gym and you want to start a workout program, what are you going to do? You're going to talk to a trainer.
Right.
You're going to maybe even hire that person to work with you one-on-one or maybe just do a consult.
Right.
Either or, right? If you're going to go to the doctor mm-hmm. and you have a doctor's appointment mm-hmm. and they say that something is wrong and you need XYZ, more than likely you're going to ask for a second opinion.
Right.
Right? You're going to seek out an expert to walk this walk with you.
That is very true.
And yet, we're talking about financial counselors that are there to walk the walk with you.
Right.
It's just like your coach. And that's what they are. They are your financial coaches.
Right. With your personal finances, not financial.
And for free.
Yes. We're not, there's no like investment.
That's right.
That's not the kind of finances mm-hmm. we're talking about. Here's my family budget. Here's my paychecks come in, and there's never enough to make it to the next paycheck. And I can't, you know, I'm just doing the best I can.
Yeah.
That's fine. So let's see how there are opportunities, what changes can be made. How could we actually get more income coming in? So, and it's friendly. There's another F word. They're friendly. They're there to work with you. And speaking of this time of year, have you noticed beginning to see more advertisements, things on mm-hmm. television, things coming in the mail about, You want to pay off your debt? Let your house.
Oh yeah.
Pay your debt, or this is a favorite of mine. Oh, the federal government has programs in. You got too much credit card debt. We're just, did you know that you can just get it wiped away with no issues?
No.
Yeah. Mm. So don't fall prey to those things. If it sounds too good to be true, it frequently is.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a friend of ours and they know what I do. He knows what I do, right? But he felt a little uneasy mm-hmm. and he wanted to handle it himself.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was he was online because we all know that the internet is 100% truthful.
Oh, yes.
So he was online.
Must be true if you saw it on the internet.
That's right. He was online and he found a quote unquote debt consolidation company.
Yeah.
So he was going to get one nice little consolidated loan to take care of all of his credit cards, right? And take care of that. Well, unfortunately for him, he did not realize that what he had actually signed up for, had he read the small print, was not a debt consolidation loan like through a bank where they're going to, reduce your interest rate and blah, 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 and give you better terms.
Off.
That was not it. What he ended up signing up for was one of those debt elimination, quote unquote, elimination programs, which what they do is they will take your credit cards, all of this stuff, they kind of lump it together. Then you pay a very hefty fee to these agencies, and it is a hefty fee. Even if you back out, you still have to pay this fee.
Uh-huh.
It's a hefty fee. So you have this hefty fee that's going to this agency that just got lumped on top of it. Then they will go and they'll make a debt settlement to your creditors.
Right.
Basically, what you've done is you've kind of gotten yourself into a Chapter 13 bankruptcy type of situation without mm-hmm. doing a Chapter 13
and
with the
protections
that come with it.
Right.
So he ended up trashing his credit. His credit went down 60 points.
Oof.
Initially, 60 points.
Oof.
He's been in that now a year and a half. And he is still not at a 500 credit score.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it trashes your credit.
It does.
Absolutely trashes. Because when you're in a bankruptcy, when you have to go that route, and there are situations where that is your only option, right, and you decide that a Chapter 13, which is where you reorganize your debts and you pay it through the trustee, when you have that, you are protected by certain laws and certain things that kind of, you know, make things better for you. Because the goal of a Chapter 13 is to pay what you can.
Right.
Right. To be able to move on. A Chapter 13 is going to take longer than a Chapter 7. A Chapter 17 is complete elimination.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're like, I want to pay back. I feel very strongly that I want to pay back my debts. But I just can't in the current situation. Okay, great. Chapter 13 is a great way to go. So these companies come in and they are vultures.
Yes, they are.
They really are. They prey on people's hard times.
Right.
And instead of making it better, they've made it worse.
Yes.
So please be very mindful. The other thing that you're going to start seeing this time of year is you're going to see it in your mail where this is a check. Hey, you know what? $300 right now, just sign here and you can deposit in your account.
Yep.
And what you don't realize is that's at about 1,200% interest.
Interest, yeah. It's a loan.
And the fees on top of it are just absolute insanity. So if you find yourself feeling like the water is coming up to your neck,
right,
and I'm really close to drowning,
yeah,
please reach out. And if not to Clinch Powell, to any HUD certified housing counseling agency. These are free. They're free.
Right. And you can trust them. Exactly.
That's right.
And that can be really hard, is finding, you know, places that you actually can trust and do have your best interest in mind and want to work with you. Yeah. But yeah, those tricky things, you can end up, it's a contract.
Yeah.
He signed a legal contract.
Yep.
And I know, how many clients we have stories on with these things,
it's heartbreaking.
There's no shame if you have kind of gotten caught up into it, but learn from it. But anyway, had one who had signed up. Credit repair. We will fix your credit.
Yeah, those are words that send shockwaves to my body.
Exactly. And it turned out, you know, it was costing her $70 a month. Mm-hmm. She had very little debt. And of course, didn't need it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you need to get out of that. And she said, well, it said I could cancel at any time. I said, then you should consider. I'm not telling you what to do, but you're getting nothing from that. And we will provide that service for free here, you know, with our counselors. So she said, I am canceling that. They wouldn't let her cancel it. It was because it was automatic withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, is it through your bank account or it was on a card? I said, cancel the card.
Yep.
You know, cancel the card. So that's how she managed to get out of it. But it can be very difficult to get out from under the talons of those things if you're not careful.
But it can be done. And keep in mind, when you hear the words wheel fix or credit repair, the only person that can fix your credit is you. You are the only one that can make changes in how you are approaching your debt and your income. You are the only one that can do that. No one can do it for you. It's not going to happen overnight. Anybody who says, oh, within 6 months, you're going to be... If you hear those kind of promises, please, please take a step back and think, how long did it take me to get into this situation? I mentioned when Gary and I got together, he had no credit. He had no credit profile.
Right.
It is very hard. It's actually harder, I think, to get on the radar than it is to start fixing what's already been kind of messed up.
Right.
It's really difficult to get credit when you don't have any. So be mindful of that and do it in smart ways. And now if you have somebody that you know that's maybe a high school senior getting ready to go into college, it would be so great to have a conversation with them and say, you know what, before you go to college, I'd really like you to give Clinch Powell a call and talk to one of their counselors because, you know, let's set up a budget before you go off to school.
Right.
Because when I know with my kids, when they went to school and they got their student loans and it funded, and then they got a little bit extra money from this or that or their jobs, for the first time in their life, it was woohoo! I'm a grown up. I can do what I want.
Right. And freedom. Freedom.
And F-word. Tried as mama to help them as much as possible.
Right.
But, you know, it's a lot of freedom all at once.
Yes.
And so having that established budget, mm-hmm. starting the good practices now, mm-hmm. is going to carry over. And yourself 4 years from now is going to look back and say, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Because you set me up for success instead of allowing me to go on a path that now I'm going to be trying to unbury myself for the next 20 years of my life.
It's true. It's true. Or more.
Mm-hmm.
or more. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's making those decisions from a place of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes tough decisions do have to be made. And maybe bankruptcy is the best thing, but mm-hmm. make sure that it is, because mm-hmm. there are other options.
There are.
Had a client not long ago come in, and she had already filed, and you know that was her right, and nor did mm-hmm. I say, oh, why did you do that? But her debt was $4,000.
Oh, wow.
But here she is in a chapter 13, which will follow her around for how many years, Steph?
It's going to be on your credit for 10 years minimum.
Yeah. For $4,000.
I mean, they say it's like 10 years, 6 months.
And yes, mm-hmm. $4,000 is a lot of money if you don't have $4,000.
Right.
But,
we could have helped her
walk through, negotiations with the people she owed money. That could have not caused her problems for many years to come.
And it's easy to come from a place of fear. I know even with myself, I've got some medical bills and I'm like, I can't pay that. You see that number and it's real big.
Oh, yeah.
It's picking up the phone and it's calling the financial office at the hospital or the doctor or wherever it is that you're at, calling that billing office, calling the financial office. You may actually qualify for some financial assistance where they can cut a portion of that bill.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, even just making payments. And even if you can make $5 a month, mm-hmm. $10 a month, whatever it is that, and I tell this to my clients every day, whatever it is that you can comfortably make.
Right.
Without putting yourself in a worse position,
mm-hmm.
you want to do that and be consistent with
mm-hmm.
it. Because the consistency is what the creditor wants to see.
Right.
If you're paying something every single month and it's consistent, they're not going to take you to collection.
Right.
More than likely, they're not going to take you to collection. Right. More than likely.
Yeah.
So again, it's communicating. It's understanding that when the water starts to rise, that we are... we're a life raft,
mm-hmm.
But you got to get inside the raft.
That's true. That's true. That's true. So so here we are. Let's still in February.
Yes.
Still thinking on the F's. Still thinking about Valentine's Day is a big day. So all these things we're talking about, they can be icky. But they're also not icky. They're actually a way of showing self-love to yourself.
That's right.
It's like, here's how I can either A, avoid some of these traps,
mm-hmm.
or here's how I can help my friends and family and children to be knowledgeable and at least let them know, have you heard of these folks? There is help. If you are making good decisions, be sure and show yourself the love.
That's
be
right.
proud of that, and celebrate, which is not an F. What's an F word for celebrate?
Funulate.
Funulate. I love that.
We have to make up our own words.
Funulate yourself.
That's right.
Congratulations, because...
With festivities.
We all fall down.
That's right.
We can get back up.
How do they contact us, Miss Lindy?
Well, you can call us at 865-828-5927. You can reach us always online at www.clinchpowell.net.
And you can also check out our podcast, too, while you're there.
Exactly.
This past week, it's online, and that was Files with Sarah all about taxes. You won't want to miss that. Make sure you check that out too.
Absolutely. Make sure you go check that one, because she is an exceptionally good tax accountant, as well as being our financial supervisor. And they can call you too, Stace, right?
That's right.
Your
they
number?
Can call me 865-274-8598 or reach me at stace@clinchpal.net. So until next week, enjoy the Super Bowl. Enjoy your snacks.
Exactly.
And don't forget your loved ones on Valentine's Day, which is next Friday, which is coming Friday, and especially yourself. Show
there
yourself some self-love.
Exactly.
Till next week, this is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell on WAEW. Have a great week.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.